This week's parasha is Parashas Vayakel Pekudei. So it says, Vayakel Moshe et kol adat b'nei Yisrael, v'yoma aleihem, eile hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'asot otam. These are the things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do them. Sheshet yamim ta'asem melacha, 6 days you do work, u'b'yom ha'shvi yiyeh lachem kodesh shabbat shabbaton l'adonai. On the seventh day it'll be holy for you, it will be a Sabbath of Sabbaths to God. Kol ha'osev bo melacha yumat. Anyone who does melacha, death penalty, right? Lo tevaru esh b'chol moshvotechem b'yom ha'shabbat. You shouldn't burn fires in all your dwellings on the day of Shabbos. So Rashi comments here. It says this was after Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, and he brought the whole of Klal Yisrael together, and then we have the tziva and the building of the Mishkan, i.e. after Yom Kippur, when there was Selachti Kedvarecha, we were forgiven of the Chet HaEgel, then the inyan, the concept of Hashrat Shechina that came back to Klal Yisrael, that came back with the Mishkan. I.e. the Mishkan, according to Rashi, came to fix and to show to Klal Yisrael that they were forgiven of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel caused the Siluk, the removal of the Divine Presence, the Shechina, from Klal Yisrael. And now, after Yom Kippur, which was our Matan Torah, which was Luchot Shniot, now we get, straight after Yom Kippur, we get the Moshe Rabbeinu brings the community together and speaks to them, and we're building now the Mishkan. Now, the interesting thing is that we have, straight after the kapara of Yom Kippur and the building of the Mishkan, we have Shabbos. And straight away after have Shabbos, we're told one melacha of Shabbos. And that melacha is about fire, not to have fire on Shabbos. Right? So it's very, very strange. So first of all, we learn from this that we're told that we don't do melacha on Shabbos, and above it's speaking about the melechus of Mishkan. So we learn from this, the smichus, that the melachas of the Mishkan is that which we don't do on Shabbos. Oh, why is that? So we spoke about this sometime. We spoke. The Mishkan is the place of the dwelling of God's presence. That's in space. Shabbos is Mishkan in time. Shabbos represents the dwelling of God's presence in time, i.e. the 6 weeks of work, right? And then the Shabbos, which is the place of Hashra Shekhinah. We explained that the Mishkan, the Hashra Shekhinah of the Mishkan, is the Hashra of, says the Ramban, the same Hashra that was on Matan Torah, the same divine presence that was on Matan Torah and Har Sinai. That's the divine presence of the Mishkan. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke to Hashem and he heard Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, it came from Bein HaKruvim, the Mishkan. That's what the Bein HaKruvim is, the place of the Aaron, of the Luchot, of the Torah. Because that's the same Hashrat Shekhinah. And that's also explained. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olamo, we can't find the Kadosh Baruch Hu Ela Ba'arba Amos Shel Halacha, in the 4 hours of Halacha. The only place you could find the Divine Presence is in the Torah. Shabbos, what does Shabbos represent? We spoke about this last week. Shabbos represents Matan Torah. The Torah is given on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time of Me'ein Olam Haba. The Hashrat Shechina of Torah is Me'ein Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara says. That if a person doesn't have Tal Torah, he can't be zochet to Olam Haba. Without Torah, a person can't come to Olam Haba. Made very simple. Because that is Olam Haba. If you have no connection to Torah, you can't have Olam Haba, because that is Olam Haba. And Shabbos represents Yom HaShishi, right? Yom HaShishi, the whole world waited for Shavuos, for the world to be fixed, and that the world can only be fixed in time through Shabbos, through Kabbalah Torah on Shabbos. Every Shabbos, the Neshama Yetera we get on Shabbos is the same Neshama Yetera, Me'ain, the same Neshama Yetera that we got on Shavuos. Either Shnei Ketarim, Naaseh V'Nishma, that's what Shabbos is about. So Shabbos is Mishkan in time. It's the same concept. So we have the concept of Mishkan in space and Mishkan in time. Therefore, we learn that the building of the Mishkan can't be done on Shabbos, because Shabbos is already prepared, it's already ready. Mimela. I mean, it requires different work. It requires the work of the week to reach Shabbos. Just at the Mishkan, we spent many parashas explaining how to build the Mishkan. There's a preparation in building the Mishkan. So Shabbos needs preparation. Shabbos isn't Mimela. Shabbos you don't get. Shabbos, you don't feel Shabbos without Hachana, without preparation. Shabbos requires 6 days of preparation and V'yishbot. And then it's Kodesh. Then it's holy V'yishbot. That's where there's a mitzvah every day to say Yom Rishon. It's the first day to Shabbos. Yom Sheni to Shabbos. Yom Shlishi to Shabbos. Right? That's where it's a mitzvah. You say Zechot Yom HaShabbos. Remember the Shabbos day. Why have to remember the Shabbos day on the first day of the week? Why on the second day have to remember Shabbos? Because the whole tachlis of those days is preparation for Shabbos. That's why we say it's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. How you prepare for Shabbos. So Beis Hillel would say, whatever you find, right? Beis Shammai, sorry, would say, what you find, if you find something nice in the week, keep it for Shabbos. Beis Hillel said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Whatever you find, you have for that day. The next day, B'zal Hashem, you find for Shabbos. In this, we pass on like Beis Shammai. In this, we pass on that every, if you find something nice, keep it for Shabbos. I.e., each day, but then they're not arguing intrinsically. Each day has to be connected to Shabbos. Shabbos is the pinnacle of the week. It's the end of the week, and it's the start of the new week. It's the Ashrat Shkin that we get on Shabbos gives us koch to start the next week as well. That's why Shabbos is looked at in a certain sense in the menorah. I.e., the middle light is Shabbos, and there's 3 days before and 3 days after, right? Shabbos is also looked like as 6 days of preparation, two Shabbos, right? So there's two ways of looking Shabbos, and both true. Now we have to understand why the Torah picked out the lav of the next commandment of burning fire on Shabbos. So Rashi brings the Gemara who says there's a machlokas if havara lelav yatza, that means havara is not an issur melacha that has kores. Or lechalek yatzah, that means it separates each melacha, that if you do many different melachas on Shabbos, be learn from this melacha, do you chayav on each one. That's what it teaches. In other words, it's come as an example of all the other, to be an example for all the other melachas, that each melacha is separate, that if chas v'shalom a person does many melachas on Shabbos, he brings many, many sin offerings. Okay, that's what it's coming to us. But it's very strange that this is the melacha. Why Eish? Why fire? Why is fire brought out? Fire represents destruction. Fire, we associate fires of Gehinnom, and we learn, the Chazal learns from this, that the fires of Gehinnom are stopped on Shabbos. We learn from the fires of Gehinnom is not on Shabbos. We also learn, there's also a lot of variation on Shabbos, as Gemara says, you can't get angry on Shabbos. Shabbos is a time of no Eish, of Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Shalom means completion, the world comes to its completion. Anger is the opposite of that. Anger is when there's always an incompletion. It's an expression of incompletion, frustration of incompletion. Gehinnom is also an expression of incompletion. A person who goes to Gehinnom, those people who are incomplete, need to be cleaned. It's a process of incompletion. Shabbos is a time of completion. Just as Matan Torah, the Torah was given, there was no blind people, no ill people. It's a time of Shlemus. Shabbos is a time of Shlemus. So all concepts of incompletion, all concepts of destruction, all concepts of fire can't be in Shabbos. So it's basic, and really what it's telling you is that Shabbos is a day where, in a sense, there's no Ra in the world. There's no Eish in the world. There's no destruction in the world. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, right? Means Shabbos is a period of time when man, in theory, can come to its completion. And man is removed from his destructive self. That's the concept of Lo Tavaro Eish B'chol Mashot Teichav Yom HaShabbat. You understand? Not having fire on Shabbos. The main concept of Shabbos is that man is elevated from his destructive and bad, so to speak, self to his higher self, to his self of Kabbalah's Torah, to his self of Na'aseh V'Nishma. When the Jewish people received Na'aseh v'Nishma on Har Sinai, says the Gemara, Paska Zumatan Shel Nachash, the influence of the Nachash, the influence of the Yetzirah was removed. Shabbos is a day when we don't have the Eish of the Yetzirah, we don't have the fire of the Yetzirah, we don't have the destruction of the Yetzirah. Man is elevated from his destructive self. So now we're going into, we have the repetition. We have the repetition. V'yomim Moshe kol bnei Yisrael, ze ha'davar she'tziva Hashem lemo. Chumitem truma la'Hashem, kol nedivri, bo yaviyah truma la'Hashem, zah v'kesev nechoshet. Right, so we're going through the whole thing. Now we go and we build the Mishkan, right? And so it says, V'yavo posu kafala, v'yavo kol ish asher nas'o libo, v'kol asher nadva rucho, oto hiviu et trumas Hashem l'melechta olam ha'ed, l'chol avodato l'big day ha'kodesh. So he brought all the stuff they needed. V'yavo anashim al hanashim, the men brought on the women, kol nediv lev hiviu choch v'nezem v'tabad v'kumaz, kol kli zahav v'kol ish asher hinif tnufa zahav l'Hashem. So now, what does this mean? The men brought on the women, right? Im hanashim v'smuchim aleihem. So Rashi says, with the women and near them, right? What did the women bring? They brought choch, hu tachshit shel zahav agul, that put on the zarua, on the, like, how do you call this bit? The arm. Okay. So, that's a tzami. Kumaz, what's kumaz? Kli zahav hu natun k'neged otzot makom. It's against that place in a woman, the private place of a woman. So, and what the rabbi say? What's the losh of this? Notrikon kumas kan mokom zima. Here is a mokom zima. That's a very strange thing to bring for the Mishkan. And here we don't see Moshe Rabbeinu like saying, "How can you bring that?" I mean, we see by the kio, the mirrors, right? The whole thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, how can you bring that? That's for your Yetzirah. Why here? There's no, like, questioning. What does the Mishkan represent? The Mishkan, right, represents the chibul, the connection of God to the Jewish people, to the world. The place of the connection, kiviyachol, is a place, ki'ilu, ish v'ishto, man and his wife. Kiviyachol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world. That's why the kruvim, with the form of a male and a female, the connection represented the connection of God to the world. Since that's the concept of this connection, Adarabba, this thing which represents that connection is very matim for the Mishkan. It's not something different. You understand? It's me'ain, the concept of the Mishkan. Since it's the concept of the Mishkan, it's not something that was pushed away. It's not for the Yetzirah. It's not for the Yetzirah. This, we use our Yetzirah. This is a good thing for the Yetzirah. You understand what I'm saying? You're right, this is a protection, but it represents a place of connection. The Mishkan is built with that thing, also with that thing that represents a place of connection, because the Mishkan is that place of connection. The mirrors, like you were saying, the mirrors represent to bring on the Yetzirah, right? This doesn't bring on the Yetzirah. This protects a woman from connection. It's a protection. It's a protection of a woman for wrong connection. The Mishkan is a place of correct connection, and it also has to be protected from wrong connection. What do you mean has to be protected from wrong connection? What's a wrong connection in the Mishkan? Chas v'shalom. For us, for example, if Mokom HaMikdash was used for other things, that would be a wrong connection. So this concept of this place needs protection. And protection means, what does protection mean? Protection means that there's around something like an order, like a fence. The Mishkan has to be built with these fences. So anything which has Kedusha has to have fences. So there's nothing wrong with having it. It's not for the Yetzirah. It's a protection. Just as we have the Durabonans protecting the Rises, so we have this protecting a holy place. You understand? So it's not something which is against the concept of the Mishkan. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu's taina of the Kiyo was it's bringing on the Yetzirah to Taiva. We don't want to have bring on the Yetzirah to Taiva. We might have think that's not a good thing. It was a chiddush the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that that is a good thing because the tachlis was a good thing. Here, this is just a protection. So, as a protection, a place which has kedusha, right, can also chas v'shalom be used improperly. So, since it's a protection of that kedusha, it's a good thing. There's no questions here. There's no kashas here. If we look now at all the verses, we see, yeah, that first the Mishkan was built. And then in Perek Lamed Zayin we say, see, v'yas b'tzalet ha'aron atzei shitim amatayim v'chetzi v'chule. Then he does the kelim, right? So we see that the order in Vayakel is a completely different order. The order when we were brought the Mishkan, right? The order in Truma, right? To Tzaveh was first, we built the kelim, and then there was a building of the Mishkan. Here we see the opposite. Here we see that in the actual building, there was a building of the Mishkan, and then there was a building of the Kelim, right? And this comes up in Parshas Pekudei, right?
This is my Rashi.
Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. Okay, there's a reason why I say Mishkan HaEdus, we can come back to that. Twice it's twice Mishkan. Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, which was instructed according to the words of Moshe, the mouth of Moshe. Avodas Halavim Biyad Itamar Ben Aaron HaKohen. Ubetzalel Ben Uri Ben Hu Lemate Yehuda Asa Kol Asher Tziva Hashem Et Moshe. Why it says he commanded what Hashem told Moshe and not what Moshe said, right? What, is it different what Hashem told Moshe and what Moshe said? Says Rashi, yes. So Rashi says here, the diuk. It says, Asher tziva oto Moshe, ein kediv. It doesn't say that Moshe commanded him. Kan, ela, kol Asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Even what Hashem told Moshe he did. What does that mean? Afilu dvarim shelo amalo rabo. Even which Moshe didn't tell him, his schema dato, he understood, like his schema, his das came to an understanding. L'mashe ne'ema l'moshe m'sina. What was told Moshe at Sinai. Ki Moshe tziva l'batzal l'asot t'chila kelim. Moshe commanded batzal to first the vessels. V'chachach mishkan. That's what we say is parshas, right? Truma. Amma lo batzal mina ga'ola v'asot t'chila b'ayis. First the person makes a house. V'chachach misim kelim b'tocho. After he puts vessels inside of it. Amalo, kach shamati impi kodesh baruch hu. That's why I heard from God. First you make the Mishkan, then you make the Kelim. Amar Moshe b'tzal kel, in the tzel of God you were. He got his name because of this situation. That's his name. Or his name was the cause. I.e., this understanding is his name. B'tzal kel. Hayit. Kivadai kach tzivali. Definitely, this is what he really meant at Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'ken asa ha-mishkan t'chila v'chakach asa ha-kelim. Which are these two parshas. That's what he actually did. So, hello? Moshe told Bezalel this. And then Bezalel said, really, God said this. And he gets his name from it. What's happening? Why is there first, what does kelim represent? If you go to a house, right? A house. So if you get to a house and you have the most beautiful house, all the nicest of decoration and whatever you have in the house, but you don't have a kitchen and you don't have chairs and tables to sit on, how useful is the house? You can't use it. The functionality of the house can only be the kelim. With the kelim, right? The house is there for what? The house is only protection. that you can use the kelim. The ikka of a house is just protection. The kelim is the ikka functionality of the house. So of course, to an extent, the kelim is the tachlis. The tachlis of the mishkan is the kelim. The purpose of the mishkan is the usage of the kelim. The hashrat shila comes where? On the Aaron. Okay, so there's a question asked. In the Gemara, but the Gemara brings... So Sammy asks a question. The Gemara, it says the same thing, it mentions it in a slightly different way. So it says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nechamni, Amar Rav Yonatan, Betzal El, Al Shem Chochmato Nikra. He was called Al Shem Chochmato. B'shash Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe, Lech Amolo L'Betzal El, Asali Mishkan, says to make the Mishkan. Rashi says, and Kalim. But the Gemara says, Aaron the Kalim. Halach Moshe Vafach, and did the opposite. Vamalo Aaron the Kalim the Mishkan. Amalo Moshe Rabbeinu, Minago Shel Olam, Adam Bonei Bayit, Atam Vamachnis Atocho Kalim. Atame Asali, Aaron the Kalim, Mishkan Kalim. Shani Ose, Leicha Nachnisa, where I put them after I make them. This also Rashi didn't bring. Perhaps the Kodesh Baruch Hu Amali this Asa Mishkan Aaron V'Kelim Amalo Shema Betzal El Hayit. Perhaps you were there at the time of this command, the Tzel of the Kodesh Baruch Hu via that, and you knew what he said. Okay, so now we see that there's a little bit of a difference. First of all, Rashi quotes the Gemara slightly different. There's a Shema, right? So what does it mean that Bezalel, right, was Bezalkel? There's two things that's needed when a person... The Mishkan represents the a miniature world. All that is contained in the world is contained through God's presence. Since the Mishkan represents the connection of God's presence to the world, within the Mishkan must be all the form of the world and all the true form of the world. What Moshe Rabbeinu was taught in Parshas Truma was the true form. The true form is the Kelim of the Ikka. The functionality of a house, the functionality is mainly the Kelim. That's what a person uses. That's the functionality of the world. The Mishkan is just the protection of those Kelim. So the form has to always be the form of Kelim, i.e. the Ikka, and then Mishkan, the Tofel. But Bezalel was told how to build it. Mm-hmm. When you build a house, you first build the house, and then you place the Kelim. So there's a difference between the Tachlis of the Mishkan, the tachlis of the Shrat Shechina can be represented in the Kelim, whereas the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan has to be first the Mishkan and then its Kelim. What does that mean? In Avodas Hashem, and this is also the concept of Shabbos, in Avodas Hashem there's two things. There's the form that a person has to be very clear in the beginning. The form that a person's going out to build, you have a blueprint. In the form, it has to be very clear what's the ikka and what's the tafel. What's the tachlis, what's the purpose of what you're doing. In the actual doing it, you might be building the externality that's protecting the inner. Like it's, even when you're building a vessel, you're building a fridge. So you build a box, and then you put the internal things inside the box, or a car. You build a car, you build a shell of the car, or actually do the opposite, and you build the engine and put the shell on the top. But you build the thing to hold it, and then you put the internalities inside afterwards, like the computer in the car, or whatever the car, the internalities of something that gets put in afterwards. The thing that's running the thing. You understand? Here, there's a machlokus. The machlokus isn't a machlokus, an intrinsic machlokus. Bezalel's name, Bezalkel, Tzel, a tzel, what does betzel mean? A tzel. A tzel is a shadow. In the shadow of God. What does it mean in the shadow of God? What do you mean? Etzel also comes from the notion of tzel. La tzel means to, like atzilus means to influence. God's radiance, man can't contain God's radiance. It's too much for man to contain. Man can only be betzel kel, in the tzel of God. There has to be first a protection or a manier of God's full radiance in order for man to appreciate his radiance. The Mishkan is there. It's like a chuppah. It's betzel kel. Bezalel, who built the Mishkan, understood that the kelim could not, man couldn't be misik, couldn't understand, couldn't reach the level of the kelim, what they represent, the Torah, the Aaron, the menorah, the shulchan. Man couldn't be masig these things. These things are ultimate forms. The first man has to be betzel kel. He has to be guarded, has to be built a mishkan, and only then man can come to an appreciation or to a understanding and to a revelation of those kelim. That's what betzel did. That's why his name is betzel kel. And that's why he was a parnis on the tzibur. Parnis on the tzibur is a person who brings the tzibur to get their needs. Moshe Rabbeinu was the teacher of the tzibur. He taught Torah to the tzibur. Torah has to be taught in its ultimate form. Torah has to be taught as this is the tachlis. This is what you're living for. But Bezalel had to be the manig of the city. That's what it says, Minega Olam. How do you build a home? He was building the home of Klal Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael would interact with the Mishkan. In order to interact with the Mishkan, for the Kelim to be functional, there needs to be built a bias. There needs to be built a Betzel Kel. There needs to be built a Tzel. We can't interact directly with the Kelim. It's too much. There has to be a protection of us from the kelim. That means our interaction with the kelim has to have a protection. Has to have an outer protection. That's betzel kel. That's betzalel. You with me? Moshe Rabbeinu was pe'al pe'al debebo. He got the Torah in its absolute form. And when you're teaching, you have to teach what the tachlis is. When you're actualizing, when you bring in actuality, you have to do it in a protective way. You have to enter in a specific way. Avodas Hashem practically has to be done in a certain way. You can't jump it. You have to do stage one and then stage two. It has to be done with a stepping, an incline. That's Bezalel. Has to be done with a protection. But to learn the form has to be learned as it is, as its surah. So when Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel this, you are fach, because he told him the true form. He wasn't telling him how to build it. He was telling him the true form. Bezalel understood that that true form cannot be built in that way. Has to be betzel kel. Has to be done in a practical way. Has to be done with the protection and the betzel kel. We can't reach. We can't get to Gadol Baruch Hu's ne'etzal. We can't get to his complete connection without the Mishkan. That was Bezalel. That's why Bezalel was a parnes on the tzibur. He was the one who brought the hashpah, the shefa, into the tzibur. That's what a parnas is. The parnas is the person who brings it. Moshe Rabbeinu was the teacher of the Klal Yisrael. He was the person who brought Torah to Klal Yisrael. Me'amayim mishitiyu, like his name. He was drawn out of the water, and his name was to draw the shefa of Torah into the world and teach it to the people. But Bezalel was how to connect with the Shechina, how to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how to connect with that influence. The way of connection, that's the proper connection, that's the parnas of the tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu is the teacher. He's telling the Torah over. So he has to say the form over Bezalel. He's not coming to tell Bezalel how to build the Mishkan. He's coming to tell Bezalel as what the Mishkan represents. What's the tachlis of the Mishkan? So we learn from here that when Moshe came to Bezalel, he was teaching him, because that's what Moshe represents. Moshe represents to teach the form. And that what has to be told first. Of course, Bezalel understood being that what he was to bring the shepherd to the Jewish people, bring this influence to the Jewish people, he had to tell them the derech to get to that form. The derech to get to that form has to come with the Mishkan. Now, what does Mishkan mean? What does Mishkan mean? The Mishkan represents those things that is matsnia. It hides the internal form. The tzel hides the or. The hiding of the or, right? The hiding of that which is private allows the intimacy of the awe. It allows the Jewish people to connect on their level, whatever level of tzel they are, to the awe. It's a protection to give a person according to his needs. If a person gets more than his needs in Avodas Hashem, that's misukan. But what's the ultimate form that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to tell Bezalel? Because you can't be a tzel on something that you don't know what its intricate, intimate form is. You understand what I'm saying? So Moshe Rabbeinu needed to tell him that form. And then Bezalel had to work out how to get to that form. Always when you're teaching something, you say, this is where you're going. And part of the process is, or part of the learning of a person is, he has to work out, based on his individual self, how to reach that tachlis. That's an individual avoda. That's the avoda of a parnas of the tzibur, how to bring the tzibur to that form, but the person has to know which form he's going to. That's what he has to, that's Moshe Rabbeinu.